Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes wishing you a happy post St. Patrick's Day. And we're with you this beautiful Sunday morning from Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Hopefully we have a worthy show planned for you today.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I hope so, too, because we've got quite an act to follow after our St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Oh, but we're going to be hearing from the Tannehill Weavers, from Emish, and from Michael McGoldrick. How about you, Farm?
I got some Gaelic Storm, some Amble, and some Kingfisher today.
Excellent. So we're looking forward to a great show. And we're going to start today's show off with the Tannehill Weavers. Thank you.
Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, waking to the morning, waking to the
a floor namisha a hammerig evening o
oh. put it right between my lips and I bit down with delight. And I asked her, had she anything? She handed me a light. And with that light, I took a drag and I watched the world go by. You were mine and I was yours, and our limit was the sky. And we watched time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Well, we cantered on by the statue where once fell and it stood. Met by a scoby being hoisted outside Mary's pole. He'd never seen the like before, or e'er seen so daft. And the cobbles were lit up by the enchantment of your laugh. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Well, we watch the buskers play a tune in Lower Grafton Street. And I tried to grab your finger, but I wasn't so discreet. You smiled, embraced my hand and pulled me into some old bar. And we drank a drop and we twirled and talked about our life so far. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free. And he swallowed down his last straw and began to feel the heat. And he gestured to the barman that it was his time to leave. With a cap upon his head, he thought of home and Skibbereen. We're the finest couple that his eyes had ever seen. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Now she boards her plane back to her home in Amsterdam. She'll study for the year before turning to her land. She said she loves a man and he is stationed far away. With him her precious love, she says, forever it will stay. And we watched the time go by. I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Thank you.
a longish set there. That was a nice song, Farmer. Where did that come from?
That came off their new release this year, actually. They released it. Amble is the name of the band.
Amble, okay.
Amble, yeah. And they're from, I believe, Donegal in Ireland. And they had a couple of number one hits. That was one of them, believe it or not, throughout the country in the UK. And I finally heard of them, and I got the album about a month ago, well, at Christmas time, and you've heard just about every song on it.
Well, I'm glad we have. It's a nice album. It sounds very nice.
It's all just like that. The whole album is just acoustically three-piece, three guys, all from all over Ireland, but mostly Donegal.
Okay. And before that, you heard from Dolores Keane. From her CD, A Woman's Love, with Johnny, Lovely Johnny. And then you heard from Emish, with Irish Ways and Irish Laws, from their Make Sinners Make the Best Saints CD. And before that, you heard from the Tannehill Weavers, with their instrumental, Tie Me Daca Croquin de Soila. My dear Daca, is its name, comes to me through the oak forest, something like that. But anyway, that's where we're going.
That's and where now, we went. That's
I believe
where
it.
We went, through the oak forest.
It was my very, very rough translation, but nonetheless, we're going to hear a little Welsh music today, and this is it. It's from The Invitation from Bryn Myrddin, is the name of the group.
Oh. All you bold sportsmen, and listen to my story about noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Grease along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before. Now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore to run with Miss Greasel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle. The gentlemen did shout at the sight of the gallant riders. In viewing the cattle just as they came there, oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. If you had been there, you would seen them going around. You'd have bought to your heart the beat mare touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. Says Stewball to the rider, can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me? Says the rider to Stewball, you're running great style. You're ahead of the grey mare, almost half a mile. If you keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan grey mare. Winning post, you all passed it quite handy. Horse and rider both called for sherry, wine and brandy. They drank up a health to the noble grey mare, for she emptied their pockets on the plains of Kildare.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. What you just heard was from Patrick Street with Stewball and the Monaghan Grey Mare.
The Monaghan Grey Mare.
Who knew? And before that, you heard from Michael McGoldrick. He's from Donegal with his instrumental, The Gaelic Gavotte, from his album Wired. And we started off, as I indicated earlier, with a Welsh tune, Bryn Midden y Wagodiad. That's entirely mispronounced, but I had to say it out loud. what it means in Welsh is the invitation. So, anyway.
Oh. And what are we invited to? Listen
doesn't
to
say.
That music?
I guess you had no Welsh in order to figure that out, probably. Let's see. On March 15th in 1745, the first maternity hospital in the British Empire is founded. On this date, Bartholomew Moss, a surgeon from Port Leash, opened the first maternity hospital not only in Ireland, but in all of what was known as the British Empire. Moss had traveled through England, France, and Holland committing himself to obstetrics. At the time, expectant mothers in Dublin were forced to give birth in horrendous conditions. Moss purchased a three-story building in George's Lane, once a theater, where the famed actress Peg Woffington used to perform. We all remember Peg. This new makeshift hospital opened with 10 beds and very basic equipment. The first patient, Judith Rochford, who gave birth on the 20th of March, Within a year, 208 women had been admitted and all their babies were delivered, although only 109 survived, reflecting the tragic infant mortality rate in Dublin at that time. Demand for entry to the new premises was high, and Moss continued to raise money through lotteries, concerts, and other entertainments in the hope of expanding the hospital. By the time the hospital opened in what is now Parnell Square, on December 8, 1757, 4,000 babies had been born in the George's Lane building. It was known as the Lying-In Hospital, but better became known as the Rotunda Hospital. I know it as the Rotunda Hospital, designed by Richard Castles, the same architect who had worked on Leinster House, which is where the Government of Ireland sits. The Rotunda would be the site of many firsts. In 1947, its 200th anniversary was marked 2 years after the fact. The British Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecology was divided between the Rotunda and the Royal College of Surgeons and Physicians, marking the first major international conference in the field of obstetrics since the outbreak of the Second World War. To this day, the Rotunda remains the oldest continuously operated maternity hospital in the world.
Nice.
So that's a nice first for the Irish,
yes,
don't you think?
Yes,
so, and you're going to play something for us now, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start out with Gaelic Storm in this round.
Mary's eyes are startling blue, and her hair's Newcastle gold, and she walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his fast, for she's standing on the bones of Ireland. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two. Mary is wise, she is foolish. She's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman's heart that beats beneath that stubborn Irish pride. We are saints and we are sinners. We are heroes, we are thieves. We are all of us beginners on the road to Galilee. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through. She can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two. Mm-hmm. are sailors on dry land, and the song goes on forever, even though the record can't. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two.
Thank you.
very cheerful.
I was just thinking that.
That's from a Dutch.
A Dutch?
A Dutch musician, Jurgen Trays. And the name of the tune is The Moving Pint. And that comes from his album, The Jurgen Trays Duo. Mm. And before that, you heard an instrumental version of Loch Aaron Shore by none the less than The Corrs.
Oh.
So
we haven't heard them in a while, have we?
No, and you might not have recognized it because there was no singing going on. But indeed, that was The Corrs from their Best Of album. And you started us off, Farmer.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't. It was me.
Yes, it was. It was, what was it?
No, it was. No, I already played that.
Well, it doesn't matter. You started us
I
off.
I started it off anyway.
I'll start this set off, though.
Yeah, I just want to offer Phil O'Rourke our congratulations again on being the Berkshire County Irish American of the Year. It was a very enjoyable evening, and he was a worthy honoree, and he gave a lovely little talk. So congratulations again to Mr. O'Rourke.
Very good. Thanks, bud.
What are you saying, start number nine?
Number nine here.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. Killa, la 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 la. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desore.
Young sons of Erin's Isle, I hope you will attend a while to the wrongs of dear old Ireland I'm going to relate. For it's black and Carson was the day that our parliament was taken away, and all our grief and sufferings commences from that day. And our hardy sons and daughters fair to all other countries must repair, and leave their native lands behind in sorrow to deplore, for to seek employment they must roam far, far away from their native homes. And that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Now Ireland is with plenty blessed, but the people there are sore oppressed. All by those courts and tyrants that they are forced for to obey. Some hardy landlords for to please our houses and our farms they'll seize, and put 50 farms all into one and send us all away. Regardless of our widows' cries, our orphans' tears and our mothers' sighs, in thousands we are driven from home, which grieves my heart's full sore. We are fought with famine and disease, and we've emigrated across the seas from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Our sustenance is taken away, our tithes and taxes for to pay, to support that law-protected church to which they do adhere. And our Irish gentry, well, you know, to all other countries they do go, and the money from all our land is squandered here and there. Oh, but if those squires should stay at home and not to all other countries roam, oh, but to build mills and factories there to employ our labouring corps. For if we had trade and commerce there, to me no country can compare to that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Gian Bully boasts and he laughs with scorn, and he says that the Irish man is born to be always discontented now, for at home he cannot agree. But we banish this court from the land, and in harmony like brothers stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let us all unite and be, and our parliament in College Green, for to assemble 'twill be seen. And happy days in Erin's Isle we soon will have once more. Then dear old Ireland soon will be a brave and glorious country, and peace and blessings soon will smile all round our Shamrock Shore.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I hope everybody enjoyed our dinner dance last night, and we'll be planning another one for next year.
Someone will be.
Everybody, have a good week. Be good. Be kind and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.